好，弟兄姐妹们平安，感谢神的恩典怜悯，我们又能够在主日聚集在一起，我们同心合意来敬拜他。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace be with you. Thanks to God's love and mercy, we can come here to worship Him together.
我们开始分享神的话语之前，我们求神来祝福我们。
Let's ask God to bless us.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Dear Father in heaven, we come before you to thank you and praise you.
感谢你每周赐下一个主日，让你的儿女我们能够聚集在一起来敬拜你，来聆听你的话语。
Thank you for giving us a Sunday every week so we can come here to worship you and listen to your word.
主，我们实实在在的需要你。
Dear Lord, we indeed need you.
主啊，你的话语真的是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Dear Lord, your word is a lamp before our feet, a light on our path.
主，我们作为有限有罪的人，主啊，我们来聆听主你的话语，我们真的是需要你圣灵亲自的帮助。
Dear Lord, we are limited sinners. We truly need your help. We listen to your word.
主啊，真的给不管是讲的还是听的，主你就给我们一颗受教、聆听你话语的心。
Dear Lord, give all of us a teachable heart and a heart that can listen to you whenever the speaker or the audience.
主啊，让我们不但能够听了你的话语明白，更能够在我们生命中去遵行。
So not only we can understand your words, but we can also live it out in our lives.
主也让你的话语能够改变我们的生命，让我们越来越像主你自己。
Dear Lord, let your word change our lives so we can be more like you.
主啊，我们就把下面的时间交托在主你的手中，求主你引领，开我们的眼睛，开我们的耳朵，让我们一起来聆听你的话语。
Lord, we commit the following time to your hands, so you can open our ears and open our hearts, so we can listen to your word.
孩子也来到你面前，求主你给孩子从你而来的智慧言语。
Dear Lord, we come before you. May you also give the pastor, the wisdom from you and the word from you.
主啊，孩子没有讲明白的或者没讲清的，求主你的圣灵帮助我们。主啊，拦阻一切的拦阻，让你的话语能够来让我们来领受。
If anything unclear, may Lord, you remove any obstacles so your word can be received by all.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们每个人生活在这个世界呢，都有很多种身份。
Each one of us living this world, we all have many identities.
比如我们都有儿女的身份。
For example, we all have the identity of being children.
我们大多数人也有丈夫、妻子和父母的身份。
Most of us also have the identity of husbands, wives, or parents.
其实呢，我们每个人知道我们的身份，对我们都很重要。
In fact, knowing our identity is very important to us.
因为每一个身份里面呢，既包括了我们的责任，同时也包括了我们给予这个身份的特权。
Because each identity includes both our responsibilities and also our privileges.
比如呢，我们都有作为儿女的身份。
For example, we all have identities as children.
那么作为儿女呢，我们的责任就是听从和孝敬我们的父母。
As children, our responsibility is to obey and honor our parents.
那我们这里也肯定有很多我们的孩子。
There are many children among us.
我们的特权就是可以随时随地呼叫我们父母亲。
Our privilege is that we can call our parents at any time.
我们随时可以跟他们交谈。
We can talk to them at any time.
可以得到父母的供应、帮助、引导和保护。
And we can get the supply, the help, and protection.
我们将来也能够承受父母的产业。
And in the future, we can inherit our parents' estate.
当我们认识神，成为基督以后，基督徒以后。
When we know God and become Christians.
我们除了属世的身份之外呢，我们也有了属灵的身份。
In addition to our earthly identities, we also have spiritual identities.
我们都是基督的门徒。
We are all disciples of Christ.
我们在神的眼里都是义人，也是圣徒。
We are all righteous persons and saints in the eyes of God.
我们也都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
我们有时候会听到一些有钱的世人去世以后呢，啊，有很多人声称是他们的儿女。
We sometimes hear that after the death of some rich people, there are many people claim to be their children.
所以呢，他们不得不就去做这个亲子鉴定，甚至去打官司。
So they have to do a paternity test or even go to court.
即使呢，在地上的教会也有类似的情况。
This happens even in the church.
那我们将来谁才能够真正继承、承受从神而来的产业呢？
In the future, who could be the true heirs who could inherit God's estate?
那么根据维基百科的数据
，According to Wikipedia,
全世界呢，大约现在说有24亿人自称是基督徒，占全球人口的31.5%。
2.4 billion people claimed to be Christians is about 31.5% of the whole population.
我们知道了，主耶稣在圣经上几个地方也说过，说称呼他主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。
We know that the Lord Jesus said in the Bible that all who call him Lord, Lord cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
也就是说，当主耶稣再来的时候，有很多自称是基督徒的人，主耶稣会说他不认识他们。
That is to say, when Lord Jesus returns.For many who claim to be Christians, the Lord will say that he doesn't know them.
那么我们怎么才能知道我们真正是神的儿女呢？
How they can we know we are truly children of God?
那么在今天的信息中呢，使徒保罗就给了我们两方面的提醒。
In today's message, Apostle Paul gave us reminders from two aspects.
那么神的儿女呢，会靠圣灵致死我们的罪。
Children of God will put the sins to death by the Spirit.
而且呢，圣灵和我们的心也会同证我们是神的儿女。
Also, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
那我们先来看今天这段经文的第一部分，就是神的儿女会靠圣灵致死罪，这是在12-15.
Let's look at the first part. Children of God will put the sins to death.By the Spirit, that are in verses 12-15.
我们先看12-13，这里说，他说：“弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。”
Let's first see verse 12-13. So they, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your body, you will live.
那么虽然呢，我们在成圣过程中，我们会受到肉体中罪的影响。
Although during the process of sanctification, we will be affected by sin.
这是一个事实，但是我们可以靠着神的恩典，不再顺从肉体去活着。
It is a fact, but by the grace of the God, we don't have to continue to live in obedience to the flesh. Because the death of Christ Jesus on the cross has paid our debts. We believers are no longer indebted to the flesh.
我们从前是活在罪的权势之下，是不得不顺从肉体活着。
In the past, we lived under the power of sins. We had to live according to the flesh.
但是呢，如今信那叫耶稣基督从死里复活的神的功用，那么这种罪的权势呢，已经从我们每一位神的儿女的身上被解除了。
But now, by believing in the function of God who raised Christ Jesus from the dead,This power of sins has been lifted from us.
我们可以不再受肉体的缠累和罪的捆绑了。
We can no longer suffer from the entanglement and the bondage of flesh.
也就是像主耶稣基督曾经讲过的，我们在真理中，在耶稣基督里，我们可以得了自由了。
That is, as Jesus Christ said, in truth, we are free.
那么这里十二十三节呢，其实它讲的是两种的生活。
So the verse 12 and 13 speak of two kinds of life.
顺从肉体活着，或者是靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行。
Living according to the flesh, or putting to death the deeds of the body by the Holy Spirit.
这里也讲到两种结局。
It also talks about two endings here.
一种是死，一种是活着。
One is death, one is life.
所以十三节呢，这里呢，其实它不是一个命令的句子。
The verse 13 is not an imperative sentence.
它是一个指示性的句子，或者可以说是一个宣告。
It is an indicative sentence, or it's a declaration.
所以这是一个真理的宣告。保罗在这里不是说你们不要顺从肉体活着。
It is a declaration of truth.Paul is not saying here, do not live according to the flesh.
保罗也不是说你们要靠圣灵致使身体的恶行。
Nor is he saying, by the Spirit you shall put to death the deeds of the body.
而是说，你们若顺从身体活，肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致使身体恶行，必要活着。
But he's saying, if you live by the flesh, you will die.If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your body, you shall live.
所以呢，保罗在这里是非常认真严肃地宣告一个真理。
Paul is seriously proclaiming a truth here.
这个真理归纳起来就是，如果你们持续顺从肉体活着，结局就是死亡。
The truth is this. If you continue to live in according to the flesh, the ending is death.
那么然后呢，保罗在这里呢，同时也宣告了另外一个真理。
Paul here also declares another truth.
就是如果你们靠圣灵致使身体的恶行，结局就是永生。
If you put to death the deeds of the body by the Holy Spirit, the ending is eternal life.
所以呢，保罗在这里是一个真理的陈述，不是说是一个命令，或者也不是一个劝勉。
So Paul here is a statement of truth. It's not a commandment. It's not a command, nor an exhortation.
它是让我们能够明白一个真理，也是对我们的一个警醒。
So he wants us to understand this truth. It's also a warning to us.
那么谁是你们呢？这里。
So who are you in this context?
所以这个你们呢，就是指信徒，也就是指当时罗马的收信的这些教会的弟兄姐妹。
So this you here is the believers, that means the recipients of the book of Romans.
当然现在我们读这封信也是指我们现在所有的信徒。
Now we are reading this letter, so it also refers to all believers like us.
所以呢，信徒不是自己想怎么活都可以，不是由自己。
So therefore, believers is not just live whatever you want.
所以这其实是一个严肃的警告，对所有信徒的一个警告。
This is actually a very serious warning, a warning to all believers.
就像是加拉太书六章七到八节说的，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种什么，收的也是什么。送着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；送着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
Just like in Galatians chapter 8, verses 7 to 8, do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
当然了，保罗在这里呢，他不是说我们真正得救的信徒会失去救恩。
Of course, Paul is not saying here that true believers may also have a possibility to lose their salvation.
我们知道了，我们一个真正重生得救的神的儿女，一个基督徒，我们的救恩是蒙神的保守，不会失去的。
We know that we true believers are after regeneration. Our salvation is protected by God, and we will never lose it.
保罗这里强调是一个事实，就是每一个地上的教会里面都会有真信徒，也会有假信徒。
Paul is stressing a fact here. There are true and false believers in every church.
那么哪些人是假信徒呢？
Who are the false believers?
假信徒就是那些持续不断的顺从肉体活着，这些人就是假信徒。
False believers are those who continue to live according to the flesh. These people are false believers.
如果一个信徒是这样子的话，他的结局就是死。
If a believer is like this, his ending is death.
也就是他得不着永生。
That means he cannot have eternal life.
那么身体的恶那么什那么那么是什么是身体的恶行呢？
So here, what are the deeds of the body?
那么这个我们可以从哥罗西书三章五节可以看到。
Let's see it from Colossians chapter 3 verse 5.
这里面给我们列出一些具体的来，他说所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
So here we have some examples. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
所以呢，致死肉体的恶行，就是要消除那些淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪这些出于肉体的情欲的想法和行为。
That is putting to death the deeds of the body by the spirit means we need to eliminate the lustful thoughts and the deeds like adultery, uncleanness, evil desires, and covetousness.
保罗这里告诉我们，致死身体的恶行是我们的责任。
Paul here tells us that it is our responsibility to put to death the deeds of the body.
所以每个基督徒呢，我们都要负这个责任。
So every Christian has to take on this responsibility.
但是呢，致死恶行的力量乃不是我们，乃是来自于圣灵。
But the power to do this does not come from us, come from the Holy Spirit.
也就是单靠我们自己的努力，我们是做不到致死我们身这个肉体里面的恶行的。
That is, we cannot put to death the deeds of the body by ourselves.
那么如何才能致死我们身体的恶行呢？
Then how can we put to death the deeds of the body?
那么这里面的致死的意思就是杀死，把身体的恶行置于死地。
Here, put to death means kill. I mean, to put to death the deeds of our body.
我们重生得救的那一刻，就是我们灵魂得，是我们的灵魂得救。
The moment we are regenerated and saved, our soul is saved.
但是呢，我们的肉体一直到主再来，还会有罪的存在。
But there will still be sins in our flesh until the Lord returns.
所以呢，我们肉体还会朽坏，而且这些罪也会影响我们每天的生命。
So our flesh will continue to decay, and these sins will affect our lives.
所以呢，其实我们一生中的成圣的过程，就是我们对付我们肉体中的罪。和外面的诱惑和试探这样的过程。
So this process of sanctification is to deal with the sin in our flesh and the temptation from the outside.
所以这里面也看到信徒与罪之间它是一个敌对的关系。
So we also see here there is enmity between believers and sin.
这就意味着呢，信徒和罪会有一个征战。
That means there will be a battle between believers and sin.
而且呢，这种征战呢，是一种你死我活的征战。
And this battle is a life and death battle.
如果我们允许罪活的话，那么我们就会死。
If we allow sin to live, then we will die.
因为这里说，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。
Because it says here, if you live according to the flesh, you will die.
所以呢，我们只有致死。只有靠着圣灵致死我们里面的罪，我们才可以活着。
So only by the Spirit, if we put the sins to death, we can live.
因为十三节后半句说，若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。
Because the later half of verse 13 says, if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
所以呢，有一位这个英国的清教徒大使约翰·欧文，他这样说。
So there was a Puritan master, John Owen.
他说，你必须杀了罪，否则罪就会杀了你。
He said, be killing sin or sin will be killing you.
也就是说，如果我们不杀罪，罪就会杀死我们。
That is to say, if we don't kill sin, sin will kill us.
那当然你可能会说，那我偶尔我犯了罪怎么办呢？
Then you may say, oh, what should I do if I sin occasionally?
我们知道神是怜悯慈爱的，他知道我们的软弱。所以呢，我们犯了罪，我们就能诚恳地来到主的面前，来认罪悔改，来求神的赦免。
We know God is full of love and grace. If we truly repent and ask for His forgiveness, He will forgive us.
那么保罗说，致死罪的力量来源不是靠我们自己，而是靠圣灵。
Paul said, the source of the power to put to death the deeds of the body is not on our own, but the Holy Spirit.
那么靠着圣灵，意思就是顺着圣灵而行。
By the Spirit means, walking by the Holy Spirit.
就像加拉太书五章十六到十七节那里保罗说的，他说：“我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不发纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个彼此相敌。”使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Just as in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do.
所以呢？这里说不是，这里不是说我们与我们自己的情欲相争。
It is not saying that we are at war with our own lust.
而是说我们里面的圣灵与我们的情欲在相争。
But it is saying the spirit within us is at war with our flesh.
而我们自己呢，其实这两者争夺这个对象。
But we are the object of the Holy Spirit and our own flesh.
那么这就要让我们自己在两者之中做出选择，你是顺从圣灵，你还是要顺从这个情欲。
So we need to make a decision between these two. Shall we obey the Holy Spirit or obey the flesh?
所以我们要站在哪一边，这就要我们真的要靠着神的恩典要做出选择。
So we need to make a decision by God's grace.
其实呢，我们在实际的生活中，我们也常常会遇到这一类的问题。
So we also met these problems in our real lives.
我们如果遇到一些难处，不知道该怎么办，所以我们就要祷告神看。那么就是开始，我们是要顺从圣灵的引导，还是要顺从我们情欲的这个力量？
If we experience difficulty in our life, we shall pray and ask if we shall follow the leading of the Holy Spirit or just our flesh.
那么这里保罗给我们教导就是我们要。顺从圣灵，我们要拒绝我们的情欲。
Paul's teaching here is to obey the Holy Spirit and reject the flesh.
那么第八，那么这个罗马书八章五到六节，就是我们上一次讲道中讲到的。他说：“因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的，就是死；体贴圣灵的，乃是生命平安。”
In our last sermon in Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 6, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace.
那么体贴圣灵这是原文其他的意思就是要思想圣灵的事。
Here, set your mind on the things of the Spirit means to think about those things.
所以当我们思想一个人的时候呢，你就会想到他的需要，你就会想办法满足他的需要，其实这就叫做体贴。
When we think about the person, you will think about his needs and try to find ways to meet his needs. That's called setting your mind on that person.
所以呢，如果一位哎姐妹说哎她的丈夫很体贴她，这说明呢她丈夫经常思想和关心她的需要。
If a sister says, "Oh, my husband always sets his mind on me," it means her husband constantly thinking about her need and caring about her need.
并且她也会想办法。竭尽全力去满足妻子的需要
and also trying best to meet her needs.
那么真的求神帮助我们每位弟兄们，真的我们更多的能够体贴我们的妻子。
So may God help us that each one of the husbands here to set mind on our wives more.
因为妻子其实在家中真的是真的做了我们好多真的我们做不了的事情，也真的是付出了很多的这种的辛劳。
So because the wives did a lot of things we could not do and labored a lot.
那么体贴肉体的事呢，就是思想肉体的事。
To set a mind on the flesh means to think about the flesh.
我们知道呢，一个人犯罪之前，他一定是需要考虑一下思想关于这件罪的事情。
So for a person who sins, he will think about the sin.
所以他思想关于这个罪的事情，他就会慢慢的去改，在成熟情况，他就去犯这个罪。
Even because he thinks about sin, eventually he will sin.
这样呢，罪就会把他致死。
In this way, sin will kill him.
所以呢，要想致死罪呢，其实最好的办法就是要思想，就是不要思想那些罪的事，而要思想圣灵的事。
So if you want to put the sin to death, the best way is not think about sin, but think about Holy Spirit.
那么接下来呢，保罗告诉我们为什么靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行必要活着呢？
In the following, Paul tells us why, if by the Holy Spirit we put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
他在14-15节他说，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。你们所受的不仅是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
In verse 14-15, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.
就是保罗在这里不是在空谈，而是在讲一个事实。
Paul is not talking about empty words here, but speaking a truth.
一个重生得救的信徒必有圣灵住在他的里面。
A regenerated believer will surely have Holy Spirit living.
所以他的身份就是神的儿女。
His identity is that of a child of God.
所以呢，圣灵随时随地在我们心里工作。关键是我们对圣灵怎么样来回应。
The Holy Spirit works in our mind all the time and everywhere. The key is our response.
神是通过他的话语的教导和圣灵的引导在我们的生命中工作。
God works in our lives through the teaching of his word and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那么这里面他说，这里面有个被神的灵引导。这句话的基本意思就是信徒要顺服神的带领过圣洁的生活。
Here, by the Spirit of God, its basic meaning is that believers shall obey God to live a holy life.
那么过圣洁的生活又是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by living a holy life?
那么总简单的讲就是13节里面告诉我们的，就是不顺从肉体活着，乃是顺从圣灵致死身体的恶行，这样做就是过圣洁的生活。
And simply, it is just like in verse 13, do not live according to the flesh, but by the spirit you put to death of the deeds of the body. That is a holy life.
那么14节这里呢，他把神的灵和神的儿子连在了一起。
Verse 14 here connects spirit of God with the sons of God.
所以我们之所以成为神的儿女，是因为有圣灵在我们内部居，有圣灵在我们里边。
The reason that we are sons of God because the Holy Spirit lives in us.
所以其实就像说，我们为什么说一个人是另一个人的孩子呢？其实就是你有他的基因在他你的里边，所以才能如果通过鉴别呢，就能知道你是某一个人的儿女。
Just as if we say a person is a children of another person, that we because it's because the children has the genes of the father or mother.
那么有神的灵才会有儿子的心，而不是有一个奴仆的心。
Only by having the spirit, then you will have the son, the heart of a son, not the heart of a slave.
所以奴仆的心的特点就是忍就害怕。
The characteristic of a slave's heart is still afraid.
那么有一些人呢，过去是拜偶像、信假神的。
Some people used to worship idols or believe in false gods.
所以呢，他刚信主以后呢，仍然会有一些害怕的感觉。
After they first believe in Jesus, they may still be a little afraid.
因为他们过去拜假神的时候，如果忘记上香、更换这个水果，或者没有去庙里面去进贡。
Because they worship a false god in the past, if they forgot to offer incense, change fruit, or did not go to the temple to pay tribute.
所以他们如果没有做这些呢，他们就会害怕不好的事发生在他们身上，比如交通意外呢、生病呢等等。
If they did not do this kind of things, they were afraid the bad things may happen to them, such as traffic accidents or illness.
因为他们服侍这样的假神的时候，他们内心就是有这样一个奴仆的心。
Because when they serve false gods, their hearts are the hearts of a slave.
他们心中没有平安，有的是害怕。
They have no peace in their heart. What they have is fear.
但是呢，当我们越来越认识神，也经历神以后，我们就不应该有这样的害怕。
But when we know God more and more, and after we experience God, we should not have such fear.
即使我们偶尔做了神不喜悦的事，或者没有做该做的事。
Even if we occasionally did not do things that God likes, or don't do what we're supposed to do.
比如发了怒，说了不造就人的话，没有好好的读经祷告等等。
Such as we got angry or saying things that did not edify people or did not read the Bible or praying.
我们要为这些事感到亏欠神，我们心里要会有会应该是会感到羞愧。真心悔改，求神的赦免。
We should feel indebted to God or shame, but we should sincerely repent and ask for God's forgiveness.
这是我们心里面不要不是会说不害怕神来惩罚我们。
But we in our hearts we don't fear that God will punish us.
神不是我们所信的神，不是这样的一位神。
The God we believe is not such a God.
他是充满慈爱怜悯的神。
He is a God full of grace and mercy.
如果我们每个人如果是这样一位神的话，我们每个人肯定今天都不会坐在这里边了。
If our God is such a God, all of us won't sit here.
我们做过父母亲的都知道，而且这里也有我们的孩子。
All of us who have been parents know, and there are also children here.
当我们孩子做错事情以后，和如果他和我们认错，请我们原谅的时候。
When children do something wrong, but they admit it and ask for forgiveness,
我们不但不会惩罚他们，我们会更爱他们。
We will not punish them, but instead we'll love them more.
即便孩子做错了什么事情，他没有来跟父母亲认错，或者是这个讲出来。
Even if the children did something wrong, they did not tell us.
父母亲也肯定会为他们祷告，来让他们能够思罪悔改。
Our parents will pray for them so they can know what they did wrong and they can repent.
所以作为父母亲，肯定对孩子来说，不是说做错了就马上想到这是惩罚，而是想到的更爱他们，让他们来真正的悔改，来生命的改变。
As parents, the immediate thought is not to punish them, it's to let them repent so they can change.
我们可以想想，我们做世上我们肉身的父母亲还是这样，神的本性他就是爱。
So we as parents are just like this. Think about our father. He is love.
他的爱呢是超越我们想象的爱。
His love more than what we can think.
所以他爱我们，超越我们爱我们的孩子。
He loves us more than how we love our children.
所以呢，我们作为神的儿女，我们不该有对神的惧怕。
As a children of God, we should not have a fear toward God.
我们当有敬畏神的心，那是为了我们，那是出于我们爱神和对神的敬畏。
We should have a fearful heart because out of awe for our God.
那么这里的阿爸父其实是有两个称呼。
Your Abba Father, there are two titles here.
所以一个是阿爸，一个是父。
One is Abba, the other is Father.
那么在原文里面呢，这个阿爸呢是亚兰语，父是在这里是个希腊语。
Abba in the original scripture is Aramaic, and the Father here is in original scripture is Greek.
那么亚兰语是当时犹太人讲的语言。
Aramaic was the language by the Jews at that time.
希腊语呢，当时是外邦人所讲的。
Greek was the language spoken by the Gentiles at that time.
所以呢，这里我们看到了，无论你是犹太人还是外邦人，在这里有一个一样的称呼。
So we can see here whether you are Jew or Gentile, there is the same title here.
所以呢，这个神既是犹太人的父神，也是外邦人的父神。
This God is the God of the Jews and also God of the, is the Father of the Jews and the Father of the Gentiles.
所以这里的阿爸父其实也是一个祷告，是向父神的祷告。
This Abba Father is actually a prayer, praying to God Father.
它也是代表一种彼此亲密的关系。
It also represents an intimate relationship.
所以呢，我们每一次说阿爸父的时候，我们应该让我们想起作为神的儿女的这一个身份。
So every time we say Abba, we should remind ourselves of our identity as children of God.
所以呢，我们有时候会祷告的时候，我们会称为神为阿爸父。
Sometimes we call God Abba Father when we pray.
当我们这样讲的时候呢，我们就要提醒自己，我的身份是什么。
When we say this, we must remind ourselves what my identity is.
我的身份乃是神的儿女。
My identity is God's child.
所以只有有这样的身份，我才能跟神这样的讲话，这样的祷告。
Only with this identity, I can talk to God the Father in this way.
所以同时呢，我们也知道，有了这样的身份，我们也更当知道我们该当如何生活。
At the same time, if we have this identity, we shall know how we shall live.
所以呢，如果我们一生中常常靠着圣灵致死我们肉体中的罪，所以这是见证我们是神的儿女的一个方面。
So if we often rely on the Holy Spirit and put to death the sins of our body, this testifies to one aspect.
所以接下来的十六、十七节呢，我们会看到圣灵和我们的心也一同见证我们是神的儿女。
In the following verse 16 to 17, we will see that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit.
那么这里面十六、十七节他说，圣灵与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣。就是神的后嗣和基督同作后嗣，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同的荣耀。
So verse 16 to 17, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him, in order that we may also be glorified with Him.
那么十六节里面这个我们的心原文是我们的灵。
In verse 16, it says our spirit in Chinese is actually our heart, but in the original context should be our spirit.
其实呢，因为我们中文常常说心灵心灵，所以呢，和合本呢圣经就把它译作我们的心。
Because in Chinese we always say spirit at the heart, so in Chinese Union Version Bible it translated as our heart.
所以十六节呢，直接译出来的意思就是，圣灵亲自与我们的灵一同见证我们是神的儿女。
So the literal translation of verse 16 is the Holy Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
所以见证这个词呢，它是一个持续不断的行为，是一个进行时，所以是不是一次性的动作。
The word of witness is an ongoing act, is a present tense.
所以持续不断的与我们的灵一同，所以圣灵是持续不断的与我们的灵一同见证我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit is continually testify with our spirit that we are children of God.
这里我们看到圣灵与我们的灵是一同见证，所以这里面是有两个见证人。
Here the Holy Spirit witnesses with our spirit, so there are two witnesses here.
所以与神的教导它是完全一致的。
It is actually completely consistent with God's teaching.
因为圣经中一再教导我们了，任何事情都要凭两三个人的见证才可以句句的定住。
Because the Bible teaches us that every charge must be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses.
所以呢，其实这些呢，神自己这样做，所以我们在我们的生活各样的这个服事中，什么，我们也应该是有这样的一个这个想这样一个这样心里面有这样的一个尺度。
God follows this rule, so we should also follow this rule in our heart.
所以呢，如果一件事情没有两三个人的见证来这个说这件事情，我们自己呢，千万不能就是把它当真来看待。
So if a charge was not established by the evidence of two to three witnesses, we should take it as granted.
大家还记得在毁灭索多玛和俄摩拉之前、
Did you still remember that before destroying Sodom and Gomorrah?
神也是差派了两个天使先去考察的。
God also first sent two angels to investigate.
所以我们可以发现我们的神他做事情从来是与他的话语完全一致的。
So we can see here, God is consistent in his word.
而且在这里有一个顺序，这里说圣灵与我们的灵同证我们是神的儿女。
We can see here, there's an order here. It says the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
所以他不是说我们的灵与圣灵。
He did not say our spirit and the Holy Spirit.
而这里是说圣灵的见证在这里是首先的，也是最重要的。
It says the testimony of the Holy Spirit is first and also more important.
那么见证的内容是什么呢？
What is the content of the testimony?
内容就是我们是神的儿女。
The content is that we are children of God.
所以呢，圣灵和我们的灵是从两个不同的方面来见证我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit and our spirit testify that we are children of God from two different aspects.
那么有时候呢，我们会听到有一些这个富豪去世以后，哎，他们的儿女去争遗产，还会打官司。
Sometimes we hear that after the death of wealthy people, their children will fight for inheritance and lawsuits.
那么如果有几个人都说他们是这位富人的儿子
，If quite a few people say they are all the sons of the rich man.
那么最终做决定性见证的就是这位富豪遗嘱中所说的那位。
The final, the decisive witness is the one stated in the rich man's will.
那么他说谁是他的孩子，谁就是他的孩子。
Whoever he said is his children is his child.
所以这个决定性的见证就是圣灵的见证。
So here, this decisive testimony is the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们的见证和圣灵的见证是从两个不同方面来做的见证。
Therefore, our testimony and the testimony of the Holy Spirit are testifying from two different aspects.
我们自己说，我是神的儿子。
We ourselves say, I'm the son of God.
而且这圣灵也说，是的，他是我的儿子。
And here the Holy Spirit also says, He is my son.
所以呢，这就是最后的定案。
This is the final verdict.
证明我们就是神的儿子。
We are indeed children of God.
很多人都可以说我是某某人的儿子。
Many people can always say, I'm the son of so and so.
但是呢，最后解决的方案就是，这个人说谁是他的儿子，谁才是他的儿子。
But the final verdict is that,Whoever this father says is his son is his son.
那么为什么圣灵需要见证我们是神的儿女呢？
Why does the Holy Spirit need to testify that we are children of God?
因为呢，有时候我们会怀疑自己是不是神的儿女。
Because sometimes we may doubt if we are children of God.
所以我们特别的需要有一个救恩的确据。
So we really need an assurance of salvation.
我们之所以有时候会怀疑自己是不是神的儿女，就是因为信徒有时候会顺从肉体去犯罪。
The reason why we sometimes doubt is because believers sometimes obey the flesh and the sin.
我们有可能没有，可能每一位弟兄姐妹都有这样的挣扎过，或者这样，就是说，我们有时候真的是有一个罪呢，可能好多时候呢就是改不了。
Maybe every brother or sister have this struggle. Sometimes we have sin that we just cannot get rid of.
所以呢，痛苦到一定程度就会怀疑，哎，我们到底是真的，我到底有没有得救了没有？
We are so painful that sometimes we may even think, oh, am I really saved?
所以呢，这里面就提醒我们，如果我们只看我们的行为，我们就无法得到救恩的确据。
We are reminded here, we have no assurance of salvation if we only look at our own works.
因为在我们的行为上，我们经常会失败。
Because in our works, we often fail.
如果我们是神的儿女的话，我们就不想犯罪。
If we are children of God, we don't want to sin.
但是呢，我们又为什么又会一次一次的犯罪呢？
But why we do sin again and again?
啊，这又是一个事实，就是保罗其实在第七章中讲到的。
This is a fact that Paul says in chapter 7.
所以保罗在第七章十八节他说，立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
In Romans chapter 7 verse 18, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out.
所以呢，我们内部的原因犯罪，就是我们经常被肉体中的罪所胜。
The internal reason we sin is because we are often overcome by sin.
但这里面也有外部的原因，就是魔鬼撒旦的控告。
But there are also external reasons that are the accusations of Satan, the devil.
所以这两方面呢，都会有时候困扰一个真正的神的儿女对救恩的这个有对救恩的这样的一个怀疑。
Both reasons lead Christians to doubt.
所以我们知道呢，撒旦的本性他就是抵挡者、控告者。
We know sin's nature is a resister and an accuser.
所以呢，当这些事情出现的时候，当撒旦在神的面前控告我们的时候
，So when Satan accuses us before God,
圣灵就会在父神面前为我们做见证。
The Holy Spirit will bear witness for us.
所以圣灵就会介入这件事情，然后圣灵就会与我们的灵一同见证我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit will interfere and testify with our spirit that we are children of God.
所以呢，我们就是要我们的救恩的确据，不是说是啊我不犯罪了，而是我们会犯罪，但是我们有一颗真的愿意认罪悔改的心，这本身就是一个见证。
So the assurance of salvation is not we don't sin anymore, that after we sin we have a repentful heart.
如果一个人犯了罪，他从来不 care， 他啊一犯再犯，也不从来不想这些罪的后果呀，或者对他的生命的影响呀，那这样的呢就要小心了。
If a person sins and he doesn't care, that he sins again and again, he doesn't even care the consequence of sin in his life, then he needs to be warned.
那么后嗣的意思在这里呢，就是有继承权的儿女。
Heirs here means the children who have the right to inherit.
所以如果我们是神的儿女，我们就有承受产业的这个特权。
If we are God's children, then we have the privilege of inheriting the inheritance.
也就是意味着我们是神的后嗣。
That is, we are God's heirs.
我们就会和基督一同做后嗣。
We are fellow heirs with Christ.
所以意思也就是我们会和基督一起分享父神赐给基督的产业。
That means we will share with Christ the inheritance from God the Father.
那我们一起来看一下神赐给基督什么呢？
Let's see.What did God give to Christ?
那么在希伯来书一章二节那里说，神立他为承受万有的。
In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, we see that God appointed him the heir of all things.
所以呢，神赐给基督是万有的所有的一切。
So therefore, what God gave to Christ is all things. That means everything.
我们可能往往我们思想到哪，所有这些可都我们往往都是思想那些好的东西。
Here, when we think about all things, we think about all good things only.
其实，既然神把万有都赐给耶稣基督来承受，所以不只是所谓好的东西，也有他所经历的苦楚。
But actually, it's not just the so-called good things, but also the suffering.
所以呢，既然我们与基督同为后嗣，所以呢，我们也会承受万有，包括基督里面的祝福，也包括我们和基督一同受苦。
Since we are fellow heirs with Christ, we shall inherit everything. That means the blessing and also the suffering.
所以我们也必一同和耶稣，这样才能一同的得荣耀。
So that it means we shall be glorified with Christ.
那么和基督一同受苦是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to suffer with Christ?
所以这里主要不是在讲，哎，是我们今生会经历的那些病痛呀，哎，或者工作上的这个失业呀，或者是贫穷呀等等这些。
The main point here is not about those things like pain in our life, unemployment or poverty and those things.
因为所有的这些不信主的人也都会经历这些的难处。
Because unbelievers also suffer from these hardships.
那我们可以试想一下，基督最大的痛苦是什么？
Let's think, what was the greatest suffering for Christ?
其实就是耶稣基督他走十字架的道路。
It is actually his way of the cross.
他在十字架上受苦。
He suffered on the cross.
他被犹大出卖，他被门徒离弃。
He was betrayed by Judah, and he was forsaken by his disciples.
他受到世界上最不公义的审判，他也受罪人的顶撞，也被羞辱。
He was judged unjustly the most. He was disgraced by sinners.
最后，他在十字架上受到这个死亡的痛苦，被神最后的被神离弃的隔绝的痛苦。
He suffered death on the cross, and he suffered the pain of being forsaken by God.
那么，基督的这些受的这些苦，是因为他走十字架的道路，他定义要走这条道路。
Christ suffered all this because he determined to walk the way of the cross.
所以他就是要顺服父神的旨意，完成父神给他的使命。
To obey the will of God and to accomplish the mission given to him.
所以呢，我们作为基督徒，我们说我们与基督一同受苦，就是我们也要跟随主走这条十字架的道路。
When we say we suffer with Christ, we also have to walk this way of the cross.
当然了，我们不是说主钉十字架上，我们也就要钉十字架。
Does it mean that because Christ is nailed on the cross, we shall also be nailed to the cross?
走十字架道路的意思就是我们要跟随神，我们必须要付上一定的代价。
Walking the way of the cross means if we follow God, we shall pay a price.
所以这才叫十字架的道路。
That is called the way of the cross.
不是说是我们平常说我们躺平了就可以第二天上天。将来上天堂了，不是这样子的。
It's not to say we don't have to do anything, we just go to heaven.
所以，但是呢，我们不同的人跟从耶稣，我们会付出不同的代价。
But different people pay different prices for following Jesus.
比方说，在北韩或者中国大陆。
For example, in North Korea or China.
那么，跟从耶稣可能就意味着可能会被逼迫或者会坐牢。
Following Jesus might mean persecution or jail.
那么在美国或者西方的民主国家。
In American or Western democracies.
那么跟随耶稣也就会意味着会被迅速堕落的这些主流文化去会排斥或者被打压。
Following Jesus means you may be excluded or suppressed by this degenerating mainstream culture.
我们就举一些我们现在就看到的一些例子。
Let's see some examples we can see right now.
我们知道呢，婚姻是由一男一女组成的。
We know a marriage consists of a man and women.
圣经也告诉我们，神造了男女两个性别。
Bible tells us God created two genders.
所以呢，根据神的创造，人的性别是按照生理特征决定的。
Two genders, male and female. So human gender is determined by physical characteristics.
所以呢，所有的这些呢，是永远不变的基本的伦理秩序。
All this never changes. It's the fundamental ethical order.
但是呢，在当下的美国和西方世界
，But in today's America and the Western world.
我们可能会因为讲这些话而被谴责或者被打压。
We may be surprised or condemned for saying this thing.
或者你会受到取消文化的影响。
Or you may suffer by revoking, by being revoked.
那么记得可能上个月吧，那么这个牧师，有一位牧师，就是那个 MacArthur 牧师，他就在讲道中讲了，哎，婚姻就是一男一女的这样的一个讲道，他发在了 YouTube 上。
Last month, a pastor talked about marriage being a man and a woman and put it on YouTube.
结果就说他哎违背了什么的这个这规则了什么的，说他是一种这么 against 什么，所以就把他的这个必须取下去，不允许在 YouTube 上放。
So this was accused that it violated some rules, and his video was removed from the YouTube.
所以我们可以想象这个世界现在是一个什么样的世界。
We can imagine what kind of world we are in right now.
其实就是在某些方面，这个世界的道德标准已经改变了。
So in some ways, the moral standards have changed.
但是我们说，神所制定的道德标准永远不会改变。
So we know the moral standards set by God never change.
所以到底谁的标准是权威呢？
Whose standard shall be the authority here?
这是人的标准还是神的标准？
Man authority or the standard of God?
所以当人们顺服不同的道德权威的时候，就会得出一个不同的道德的判断结论。
When people submit to the different moral authorities, they come to different moral judgments.
所以当人拒绝神的权威而采用另一套道德标准的时候，他们就会遵守神，他们就会把遵守神的权威的人定为不道德。
So when they reject God's authority and adopt man's authority, they will define that those who obey God's authority as immoral.
而这种情况呢，我们现在看到现在是这个样子，可能会越来越变得更糟。
It is this way now, and it may get worse.
所以呢，基督徒在这样的处境中，如果是我们坚守真理、敬虔度日的话，我们一定会受到越来越重的逼迫。
In this situation, if Christians who want to stand firm in truth and live godly here will suffer persecution and maybe more and more.
所以呢，不管在哪里跟随耶稣，必然会受苦。
So no matter where you are, following Jesus is bound to suffer.
但是我们要真的知道，这里面保罗给我们的鼓励，给我们的盼望，就是我们是先与基督一同受苦，我们将来也必和他一同得荣耀，这是我们最美好的盼望。
But we shall see the encouragement and hope from Paul here. If we suffer with Christ first, we'll be glorified with him in the future. That's our best hope.
就是我们不管在这个世上受多大的苦楚，这些都是暂时的。
That is, no matter how great suffering we see right now in this world, it is all temporary.
而我们的盼望在荣耀中与主同在，那是永恒的。
But our hope be with Christ in glory, that's eternal.
我们要为此而感恩，为此我们真的要感谢神。
We shall be thankful and thank God for this.
弟兄姐妹们，我们怎么样能知道我们是神的儿女呢？
So dear brothers and sisters, how can we know that we are children of God?
那么我们可以从这几个方面，第一个就是我们不再顺从肉体活着，而我们要顺从圣灵来致使我们身体的恶行。
From this aspect, the first one, we do not live according to the flesh, but by the Holy Spirit put to death the deeds of the body.
而第二个方面就是我们要顺从圣灵的引导来过一个圣洁的生活。
Secondly, follow Holy Spirit to live a holy life.
第三个方面就是我们不要害怕，我们要心中常有平安。
Third, we shall not be afraid, we shall always have peace.
不是有奴仆的心，要有儿子的心。
Not the heart of being a slave, but the heart of sons.
那么第四个方面呢，就是说圣灵和我们同坐，我们的心同证我们是神的儿女。
Fourth, the Holy Spirit and our spirit testify together that we are children of God.
还有就是我们愿意 与基督一同受苦，我们也坚信将来与基督一同得荣耀。
We are willing to suffer with Christ, and we firmly believe that we shall be glorified with Christ in the future.
我们盼望当主在他荣耀里再现的时候，我们都能够听到主对我们这样说。
We hope that when the Lord returns in his glory, we can all hear the Lord say to us this way.
你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Father in heaven, we come before you to thank you.
感谢你赐下你宝贵的话语，感谢你赐下你的圣灵住在我们这里边。
Thank you for giving your precious word. Thank you for giving us Holy Spirit to live in us.
主啊，让我们在世上不管我们经历何等的难处的时候，都让我们真的知道我们是你的儿女。
In this world, whenever we suffer, please let us know we are, remind us we are your children.
让我们靠着你的恩典，你圣灵的大能来，真的常常的来跟我们肉体中的罪来征战，让我们胜过肉体，致使我们各样的罪。
By your grace and by Holy Spirit, we can fight with our flesh, and we can, by your Holy Spirit, we can put to death the deeds of our body.
也让我们每个弟兄姐妹深知我们救恩的确据。
You let every brother and sister truly know the assurance of salvation.
是主你的圣灵和我们自己的心同证我们是你的儿女。
The assurance is that the Holy Spirit and our spirit bear witness that we are children of God.
姐夫，我就求主你引导你的儿女的教会能够真的在此敬虔度日，过一个圣洁的生活。
Dear Heavenly Father, guide your children to live a holy life.
也让我们同心合意来盼望主你荣耀的到来。
And we can hope for your return in unison.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.